From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. economy is gaining traction, and trouble in Europe is easing. That's the view today from the International Monetary Fund. It released the World Economic Outlook, its forecast for the global economy. The assessment provides the backdrop for discussions at the IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington this week. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The IMF's forecasters say the world economy will grow 3.5% overall this year, a bit faster than they thought back in January. Part of the reason is an upgraded forecast for the U.S. economy, which the IMF describes as pulling itself up by its bootstraps. Still, U.S. growth will be quite modest, 2.1% this year and 2.4% next year, according to the fund. Its chief economist, Olivier Blanchard, says that's partly because U.S. consumers are still facing headwinds.
Some households are burdened with very high debt. This leads them to have low consumption, low demand. Foreclosures are weighing on housing prices and on housing investment.
As for emerging markets like China, the IMF says they're slowing but unlikely to experience crash landings. China's slowdown is in large part due to the economic struggles of its big export markets, Europe and the United States. And because of that, the IMF's Deputy Director of Research, Jörg de Kressen, says the fund believes both the role of exports in China's economy and its trade surpluses will continue to be sharply reduced.
If you go to our last World Economic Outlook, we foresaw that the current account surplus of China in 2016 was going to be around 7% of GDP. Our present forecast is closer to 4%.
And back in 2007, before the economic crisis decimated the appetite for imports in the U.S. and Europe, China's surplus was more than 10% of its output. The decline in the trade surplus has been accompanied by an increase in the value of China's currency of almost 15%. Nicholas Lardy, a China specialist at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says this development undercuts long-standing arguments by American exporters and the Obama administration that the Chinese government is suppressing the value of its currency to expand its exports.
I don't think that you can really make a case that the currency is significantly undervalued today. Their current account surplus is a small fraction of what it was 4 years ago. It's much less than many other countries that have surpluses. And the likelihood is it's going to come down further over the course of this year.
China loosened the reins further on its currency yesterday, allowing it to float in a broader range against the U.S. dollar. As for potential threats to the world economy, the IMF's Blanchard points to the possibility of a further spike in oil prices.
But the main risk remains that of another acute crisis in Europe.
The IMF said Europe's economy will shrink 0.3% this year and grow just under 1% in 2013. Currently, investors are most worried about Spain's ability to pay its debts. They pushed borrowing costs for the government up again today. But the IMF officials expressed confidence in Spain, saying its government has struck the right balance of austerity and support for growth. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.